Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's been 3 weeks since Robert Mugabe agreed to step down as president of Zimbabwe. That was only after a military coup ended Mugabe's 37-year run ruling over that country. The former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is Zimbabwe's new president until elections are held next year. And now Zimbabwe is staring at a future without Robert Mugabe for the first time in nearly four decades. The country still suffers from a decrepit economy, from poverty, and from racial tension. The United States is watching Emmerson Mnangagwa closely. He's still under U.S. sanctions for alleged corruption and for violent crackdowns. Harry Thomas Jr. is in Harare. He's the United States ambassador to Zimbabwe.
Mnangagwa is not interim president. He really is the president, and he will have to hold elections sometime between July and August of next year, which he has promised to do. So we think that is an excellent first step. His finance minister, Patrick Chinamasa, gave a budget speech on Thursday that we cautiously welcomed because he is going to tackle indigenization. He promised commercial farmers that he would compensate them within accordance with the 2013 Constitution. So we are going to see if they implement the things they promised.
It's a moment of possible reform and possible renewal going forward, as you mentioned, but a lot of the old faces are part of the old guard.
Sure, we know that. But it's all up to leadership. We will judge them by their performance. We know that their history, the Zimbabwean people know their history, but they say they're going to perform, and let's judge them by that. Again, President Mugabe, he's so used 37 years. President Mnangagwa has said that he is going to operate in accordance with the Constitution, which allows for freedom of speech.
Look, I take a lot just from the understandable little verbal slip there, because for 30 years, everybody, including you, Ambassador, including me, has been saying Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. This is a new moment.
Yes, it is. And this is my second time serving here, so I've heard that name many times. But again, the people have spoken. They wanted Mugabe gone. They're going to have elections within a year. Members of the opposition have a right to speak and run. We expect this to be nonviolent, but more importantly, we expect this to be free and fair. And we hope that there will be international observers. We hope that they are primarily African, with input from African Union, as well as the United Nations and the South Africa Development Community, and that we have some people from America included.
How confident are you that the elections coming up in 2018 are going to be free, are going to be fair, and are going to earn the confidence of citizens of Zimbabwe in this new moment in their country?
Well, I have a responsibility to make sure, along with the international community, that these are free and fair. And the way you do that is you work with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to make sure they're operating accordance with their constitution. The biometric voters registration is going on. A good sign is the government has decided to extend registration. And again, I think that the Zimbabwean people are determined for the first time in many years to have a free and fair election. And you all in the journalistic community can help make sure this happens by keeping an eye and a focus on Zimbabwe, not just during this season, but as we go toward elections.
And you're confident when Emmerson Mnangagwa looks you in the eye, or his staff looks you in the eye and says they intend to have a free and a fair election, that they mean it?
I will hold them accountable by their words and actions. That is the way I am evaluated, and that's the way we will evaluate them, but not just the United States, but their people, which is much more important than my opinion.
Well, Ambassador, I hope that you'll help us keep an eye on Zimbabwe as this transition goes on. I hope you'll come back with us here on The Takeaway and help us report on this remarkable time in their history.
Thank you, Todd.
Ambassador Harry Thomas in Harare, Zimbabwe.